Well, hello, and welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Gabe. Let me just swallow this bite for a moment before I ask you, do you eat breakfast every day? Well, what do you eat? Danbing. I love bacon danbing. Sometimes I'll have McDonald's. Some people like to have donuts. Perhaps you want some leftover pizza. A lot of people in Taipei like to eat spaghetti for breakfast. Or what about Pop-Tarts? American children love to eat Pop-Tarts, and some American adults. The title of our lesson today is breakfast necessary? Is it necessary? Do we need it? It's our Viewpoints article of the month, so we'll meet two people, Betty and Ray. Here's a question for you to think about. What does Ray say about breakfast? What does Ray say about breakfast? And if you haven't had breakfast yet, friends, grab something quickly and let's get started with our first reading.
Is breakfast necessary? Breaking the fast. Studies show eating breakfast has many health benefits. Still, many people choose not to eat in the morning. Ray strongly believes in eating breakfast, but his classmate Betty does not.
Hey, Ray! Are you ready for the big test?
Not quite. I still need to do some cramming.
Me too. What do you have there?
Breakfast. It's the most important meal of the day, you know.
Do you eat breakfast every morning?
Of course. Everyone should. It is a healthy thing to do.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 benefit 这个名词。我们学过 B-E-N-E 这个字根有好的意思，所以 benefit 是指好处或益处。例如 tourism brought many benefits to the town， 观光业替这个城镇带来许多利益。或者是 Josh doesn't think he got any benefit from school， Josh 觉得上学并没有带给他任何益处。Benefit 也指工作上的福利或津贴，例如 child care is one of the job benefits the company offered. 托儿服务是这家公司提出的员工福利其中的一项。接下来我们看的是 cram 这个动词， cram 在这里是指考试前硬塞或死记强背。注意它的过去式、过去分词还有现在分词都要重复字尾的 m 加上 ed 或者 ing。例如 Jenna stayed up all night last night cramming for today's finals.Jenna 为了今天的期末考，昨天熬夜读书了一整个晚上。Cram 也指塞满或挤满。例如 ,The bus was crammed with people this morning. 今天早上巴士挤得满满都是人。
Well, thank you so much, Michelle. Friends, let's get right into our lesson here. Is breakfast necessary? You know, I just finished a delicious Pop-Tart. And I gotta say, Rebecca. I could eat that as a snack, not just for breakfast.
Yeah, I don't think a Pop-Tart is actually that substantial, meaning that I'm not sure that's really going to fill you up.
Yeah, that's right. That's why I had it as kind of a snack. It was like a post-breakfast snack.
In the words of my mom, my mom would say, Pop-Tarts have empty calories, meaning that they give you calories, but they don't really make you full.
Well, Rebecca, did your mom say...They're delicious empty calories?
Well, no, of course not, because growing up, we weren't allowed to eat Pop-Tarts for breakfast.
No Pop-Tarts? That's terrible. Pop-Tarts are... Anyway, okay, friends, back to our lesson about how breakfast is important. Or it's the question, is breakfast important and necessary?
Well, our lesson says breaking the fast, and that's what I've always been told, that breakfast breaks the fast from dinner, right? Well, our lesson also says studies show eating breakfast has many health benefits. Still, many people choose not to eat in the morning.
Well, before we continue, let's take a look at that little phrase, health benefit. Okay, a lot of people want to do things that have health benefits. And this usually refers just to physical health. However, maybe you're doing something that could have health benefits. It could help you mentally or spiritually in some other way.
Exactly. And of course, when we're talking about food, mm-hmm. I would say that eating fish has many health benefits. But if you talk about, you know, just like your physical body, exercising regularly has many health benefits. And guess what?
What?
Reading and journaling also has many health benefits.
Hey, that's good. Probably many mental health mm-hmm. benefits, right? Of course, eating right has health benefits. Well, friends, we continue. Still, many people choose not to eat in the morning. You know, when I don't eat in the morning, I just get really hungry and I can't focus on my work. It's kind of impossible for
me. Oh, trust me. I know.
I know you know.
I'm very aware of that.
Yeah, it's happened here. That has happened here before in the studio, friends, when I just did not have breakfast and we had to stop. We had to stop filming because I had to go out and get some tea eggs to eat before we could continue filming. So yeah, I do need my food in the morning.
I have learned that mm-hmm. Gabe does not function very well until he has eaten his breakfast. Well, anyway, I wonder if that's how Ray functions as well, because Ray strongly believes in eating breakfast, but his classmate Betty does not.
Huh. He strongly believes in something. Well, we strongly believe in teaching you good English words and phrases, and this is one of them. To strongly believe in something. Of course, you can just believe that something is good to do, but how strongly do you feel about it? Do you strongly believe in it?
Now, some people might disagree with me, but mm-hmm. I strongly believe mm-hmm. that everyone should learn to play an instrument, at least a little bit.
Well, on a related note, mm-hmm. Rebecca, I strongly believe that people should learn a new language.
Ah, I agree with you completely.
Thank you for joining us here at Studio Classroom. We know that's exactly what you want to do with us here.
That's right. Okay, well, let's get started with this dialogue between Betty and Ray. Betty says, "Hey, Ray, are you ready for the big test?"
Oh, not quite. I still need to do some cramming. Now, before we continue with this conversation, I think a lot of you know what cramming is because a lot of you have gone to cram school, maybe several nights of the week, right? 补习班. So to cram, actually, this is a one word. You don't need to use it in the phrase cram school. When you're cramming, that means you're trying to study a lot and trying to remember all of the things you have learned in a short amount of time, usually. Seems kind of stressful to me.
Yeah, when I was a college student, I never mm-hmm. did well in tests when I crammed. I needed to take time over the week and study a little bit each day. So I'm not a big supporter of cramming, but obviously Ray is. Okay, well, let's continue on with Betty. Betty says, "Me too. What do you have there?"
Oh, Ray says, "Breakfast. It's the most important meal of the day, you know."
Do you eat? What was that?
He's British.
Oh, he's British. Okay. Well, Betty says, "Do you eat breakfast every morning?"
Of course, everyone should. It is the healthy thing to do. That is a good phrase to know as well. The adjective thing to do. Ray thinks that eating breakfast is the healthy thing to do.
And I think throwing your garbage away is the right thing to do.
Oh my goodness. There are so many different adjectives you can use to fill in this sentence, right? Think of one to use on your own.
Well, of course, we're talking about breakfast. Mm-hmm. And my question is, why is breakfast called breakfast? Let's go to the
Info Cloud.
Hello, friends. Today, we're going to talk about breakfast. Okay, first, the pronunciation. I sometimes hear students say breakfast. They probably think since breakfast is the first meal of the day, it should be called breakfast.
Oh, no. The correct pronunciation of this word is breakfast, not breakfast.
Also, if you look closely, the word breakfast is actually made up of two words, break and fast. Now, the key to understanding this word lies in the word fast. No, it does not mean how speedily you can eat your bowl of cereal before leaving for school.
No, fast here is actually a noun meaning a period of not eating anything. India's father of the nation, Mahatma Gandhi, undertook 17 fasts during India's freedom movement.
And the longest of which lasted 21 days.
Of course, we're not talking about that lengthy of a fast, but if we eat dinner at 6 p.m., go to bed at 10 or whenever, and don't eat again until the next morning, then even that short period of not eating is considered a fast.
And when you stop fasting, you are said to break your fast. Hence, breakfast. No wonder people say breakfast is the most important meal of the day.
早餐叫做 breakfast, 注意它的发音不是 breakfast, 而是 breakfast, 后面这个音节读 first。不知道你是否有想过早餐为什么叫做 breakfast? Breakfast 其实是 break 和 fast 这两个单字所组合的。但不要误会哦， fast 在这里并不是快的意思。原来 fast 还代表断食、禁食，其实就是没有吃东西的意思。所谓的 breakfast 就是睡了一晚都没有吃东西之后所吃的第一餐，也就是 break 打破了 fast 断食的状况。你说英文是不是很有意思啊？这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Studio Classroom is on the air. Welcome back to Studio Classroom. Breakfast does have many health benefits. Some say it is the most important meal of the day. I think so. It is the healthy thing to do, to eat breakfast. I think so too. But what do you think? You know, we're joining Betty and Ray in our lesson today, and they don't agree about this idea. Is breakfast necessary? Well, let's continue with this conversation to see what else they have to say.
Is breakfast necessary?
Says who? Do you really think that foods like fried potatoes and donuts are healthy?
Of course not. It should be high in protein and fiber, such as eggs and cereal.
I agree. Oddly enough, I'm never hungry in the morning.
You might not feel hungry at the time, but you will later. Then you'll want a snack.
So what?You should only eat when you're hungry, or you might gain weight.
You're missing the point. Eating breakfast gets your body going, so you can think clearly during a test. And do you want your stomach growling at such a time? Of course not.
Alright, 继续我们看的是 protein 这个名词。protein 是指蛋白质。例如 elderly people need to absorb a sufficient amount of protein to stay strong and energetic. 老人家要保持强壮及有活力需要吸收足量的蛋白质。或者是 fish is the main source of protein for people in this coastal area. 鱼类是这个沿海地区的人民主要的蛋白质来源。或者是 a high protein diet is necessary for athletes in training. 对训练中的运动员来说，高蛋白质的饮食是必须的。最后我们看 growl 这个动词。growl 在这里是指胃发出咕噜咕噜的声音。例如 Sandy was embarrassed because her stomach growled so loudly that her date could hear it. Sandy 感到很窘，因为她的胃咕噜作响，大声到连她约会的对象都听得到。Growl 也只因为愤怒而发出吼叫或咆哮声。例如 the German Shepherd growled as the thief approached the house. 当小偷接近房子的时候，这只德国狼犬就咆叫了起来。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you so much, Michelle. All right, let's get back to Betty and Ray. Well, it's Betty's line next, so Rebecca, would you care to be the lady?
I would love to. I'm Betty. Says who? Do you really think that food like fried potatoes and donuts are healthy? And she might include Pop-Tarts in that list.
She might. She probably would. You're right about that. Well, I think it's interesting that Betty is just assuming that Ray has unhealthy foods like fried potatoes and donuts for breakfast.
Well, I think a lot of people these days do eat fried potatoes. Hey, I like fried potatoes like hash browns sometimes.
Oh, yeah, hash browns are a kind of fried potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Oh, those are so delicious. Okay, back.
So what does Ray say?
Okay, sorry. Ray, who is British in my mind, says, of course not. Of course not. It should be high in protein and fiber, such as eggs and cereal. So it should be high in protein and fiber. You know, that means that there is a high amount or a big amount of protein and fiber.
And Betty says, I agree. Oddly enough, I'm never hungry in the morning.
Hey, that's a great phrase. Oddly enough, we'd like to stop and start talking about it. Okay, well, when you use this phrase, oddly enough, you're about to say something or mention something that might be strange or surprising or something that somebody else wasn't expecting to hear.
For example, mm-hmm. I really didn't get much sleep last night. My little kitten Mittens kept me awake. Mm-hmm. Oddly enough, I'm not tired this morning.
Oh, that's the best. When you know you didn't get much sleep, but you still feel great in the morning. Oh, that's a good example.
Yes,
friends,
I thought so too.
Yes, oddly enough is a good phrase to know when writing or speaking, okay? Oddly enough, and then follow it with something that might be kind of surprising. So Ray says, you might not feel hungry at the time, but you will later. Then you will want to snack. Remember, friends, this is not snake. Remember to pronounce this correctly. Snack. Now, this word snack, of course, can be a noun or a verb. You can snack on a snack.
Now, you know, as a kid, mm-hmm. we were never allowed to snack on a snack.
Why not?
If we didn't eat our breakfast, and we couldn't have a snack before dinner if we didn't eat the lunch my mom had prepared earlier.
Wow, you guys mm-hmm. had some good rules.
Yep, my mom was actually pretty strict. But I think it was actually a really good rule because it can be easy to just snack on junk food.
That's
like
true.
Potato chips,
oh,
and
man.
French fries.
So good.
They're really good.
Okay. You know, this reminds me when I was at my cousin's house and I was doing some chores. I was working hard all morning. And my aunt is kind of a health freak. Like, she's really nutritional. And she said, oh, good job, Gabe. Would you like a date? And I thought she meant she wanted to take me on a date to go to get some donuts or something like that. But no, what she meant was a date, the fruit.
Those are so good.
She was going to give me one date for all the work that I did that morning.
Hey, well, those are very, very yummy.
Yeah, and they're a good snack sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I appreciate it now more than I did then.
That usually happens as we get older. Well, let's continue on with our lesson. Betty responds to Ray by saying, with a question, so what? You should only eat when you're hungry, or you might gain weight.
Oh, you're missing the point! And that's a good point we'd like to stop and talk about. To miss the point, that means that you're missing the main purpose of what I'm trying to say.
Exactly! And he continues, eating breakfast gets your body going, so you can think clearly during a test. And do you want your stomach growling at such a time? Of course not.
Oh, well, many different things can growl. A dog could growl if it's angry. Or if you're hungry, your stomach growls. That is what we say. Oh, my stomach is growling. Or what's that noise? Rebecca, is that your stomach growling?
Well, you know something, Gabe. One thing that never growls is the SC Challenge.
Yes. Yeah. No, doesn't growl.
Hey, everyone. Look who is joining us again today, Brandon.
Good to be back.
So, Brandon, you had so much fun last time.
I decided
to join us again.
Yeah. Hey, I'm excited about today's challenge.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Well, today's lesson is called, Is Breakfast Necessary? It's a good question.
I think it's necessary.
So, do you eat breakfast every day?
Almost every day, yes.
Really? What do you like to eat for breakfast?
I like to eat breakfast sandwiches or maybe cereal.
Okay, that's great. Well, in today's lesson, we meet two characters, Ray and Betty. And so my first question for you is, what is Ray doing? A, he's getting ready for a test. B, he is eating breakfast. C, he's eating dinner. Or D, he is sleeping.
Well, I'm going to say he's eating breakfast.
Are you sure?
Absolutely.
Well, actually, the answer is he's getting ready for a test.
Oh, of course.
Of course he's getting ready for a test. But that's okay because he's also eating breakfast. So.
Oh, good, good.
So, anyway, good job. Next question. What does Ray say about breakfast? A, it should never be eaten. B, it is the most important meal of the day. C, it should only be eaten if you have time. Or D, it should never be rushed.
Ooh, I'm going to go with B, that it's the most important meal of the day, because I think that. Well, I think every meal is the most important, but I think breakfast is important. So I'm going to go with that.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Positive?
Sure.
Well, that is correct. Great job, Brandon. Yes, Ray says that breakfast is the most important meal of the day. Last question, question number three. Why doesn't Betty usually eat breakfast? A, she wakes up too late. B, she never has time. C, she's never hungry. Or D, she doesn't like it.
Well, I'm going to say A.
She wakes up too late.
Yes.
That could be true, but I'm sorry, Brandon. According to our lesson, it's because she's never hungry.
Wow.
She's never hungry
really?
In the mornings. Imagine that. Well, what about you, friends? Do you like to eat breakfast in the morning? Talk about that in English. Thank you for joining us. And Brandon, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
2 out of 3. Not bad. We'll see you next time.
Okay, so far, who do you agree with more, Rebecca, Ray or Betty?
Well, I used to agree with Betty more. I never ate breakfast at one point in time.
Really?
Yes, very serious. But now I'm actually beginning to see the importance of eating breakfast regularly.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you're starting to see the importance of that because it's the most important meal of the day.
Hey, that's what they say. Well, friends, what about you? Do you eat breakfast every morning? Talk about that in English, and don't forget to join us next time right here on Studio Classroom.